All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. You got Hobbo, Franco, Dr. Call, and even Chris Sill is over here taking massive notes. All right, so we know that Josh is online too. Josh, thank you for holding. What's your question or comment? We'll try to answer.
All right, thank you for taking the call. I just would like to get y'all the thoughts on what happened to our run game in the second half. Seems like they sort of got away from it towards the end. And, Frank, I'd have to slightly disagree with you on one thing.
Yep.
The second half defense, I would have to agree with what you said. You heard, I think it was a little soft. You don't give up that many unanswered points and just, you know, something was missing, sir. Sorry.
All right, no problem. Okay, so first off, I guess what I meant by soft was the hitting by the team, and they, I thought by and large the defense played bravely for most of the time, and they hustled, but there were some bad mistakes, obviously, particularly in the red zone. I'm not sure what happened down there.
Well, there also had to be a lopsided time of possession in the second half because we were three and out several times in the second half.
And it's funny, Virginia had a huge disparity at the end of the first half.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, one of the other callers mentioned something about the attendance.
They listed it at
39,800.
There probably weren't 39,000 people there.
Probably not, but it wasn't the smallest crowd that some people were trying to predict. I hope the
wait
fans,
a week.
Well, I was hoping that the fans will not quit on this team.
Oh, sorry.
Like you,
yeah,
Hobbo. Hobbo wants to talk basketball 24/7. So, Bobby, give us your thoughts. First off, let's cover the gorilla in the room, the situation with Coach London.
Well, don't forget Josh's question about, you know, what happened and why didn't they run more? You know, all we needed probably was one more score, and we could have won that game because we would have had more points. We'd have taken more time off the clock. So really one score may have done it for us, Josh. So, you know, why did they not run? That's a good question. You know, we've got great running backs.
I'll tell you why we're having a running problem. First down has been a debacle all year, and it was a debacle last year. Virginia is having to get first downs on second and third down on a high percentage of situations. As the game wore on, Duke was getting good yardage on first down, and the contrast was significant because when you have second down and five, it's easier for the offensive coordinator to make his play calls. It's easier on the quarterback.
Well, let me ask the football guys a question. And, you know, we got great tight ends. You got wideouts. Why not some safe passes where you pick up 5 or 6 yards on first down throwing the ball?
Well, I think they should try more. But
I would think so. You bet. I mean, a little bit more variety, like you say, a good quick.
Because I think some of these other teams are playing us for a run on first down, and it's just not working.
Well, the other thing is, I don't think David Watford is very comfortable with the read option. Too many times, whatever he's looking at is his keys. It's not working. He's handing off to Parks or Shepard. They're going into the middle of the line, and they're getting hammered right at the line of scrimmage. And then Watford should pull the ball back out and take off around the corner. What do you think?
Well, his read should be the defensive end. And if that end doesn't go down, he can't. If he's getting covered, he's got to hand it off or he's going to get killed.
The best
killed.
Blocking I've seen all year was on the fake punt on that first drive where he had those three guys out in front of the punter allowing him to get the first down.
Well, that was
of surprise, I realize.
It was very early in the game. And you know what? It's interesting. You talk about gambling. And Norm and Dave, please hold for a second. We're going to come right to you. Both men are holding on the other lines. It's interesting. Duke went for it on fourth and one so many times. I was going to say they're going again. They felt a desperate urgency to go for it, okay?
And a confidence to do it, and they had that big.
Well, a lot of times they were
quarterback that could
they
come
were,
in.
They were like at third and one, and they were getting stopped on third and one.
Yeah. But they converted on those fourth downs, didn't
right?
They?
Yeah, they
not
converted better on fourth than they did on third down.
Right. All right. Let's go to. I think Norm has been holding the longest on line one. Norm, question or comment?
I just it's interesting. Somebody brought up talked about David Watford being the future. My understanding, he's a redshirt junior.
He's a redshirt sophomore, right?
He's a redshirt sophomore or junior?
Sophomore.
Okay, we have a redshirt freshman, five-star recruit, sitting on the bench.
I
think the future is somebody like that, a Grayson Lambert. And last year we had the same thing. We had we did have Michael Rocco, who of course had the season that he did the season before. But we had Philip Sims, a highly recruited quarterback, and of course hindsight, strong decision. But from what we knew then, again, we had an immense talent at quarterback that never got the majority of the snaps. I sometimes don't understand that. You look at a fellow, you look at Clemson with a guy like Taj Boyd. You look at what the kid at Florida State is doing this year. I just sometimes think that we have a hesitation to get an immense talent like that, and he sits on the bench for a while, and we just don't seem to play these guys and give them the opportunity to learn. Well,
right.
Getting a redshirt sophomore or a redshirt junior just into the system. He looks like a freshman when he comes.
Let's let Bobby answer the quarterback.
We're going to go to that, okay?
Well, I think it gets down to player development. Norm, you're hitting it right on the head. You know, what does it take to develop good talent and bring that talent to the next level?
Well, let me ask you this as a former player. I mean, do coaches, is it dependent upon practice? If the season continues to go downhill, might they give Lambert an opportunity late in the season? What do you think?
Oh, that would certainly be a possibility, depending on what Watford's doing. I mean, if he's playing well and people are dropping his passes and he's running well, you almost have to keep him in there. If you can't, you know, blame it on him, it's tough.
You know, Watford has not shown me enough to say that he should start the rest of the season carte blanche. The late INT that he threw there in the fourth quarter was to nobody. There was nobody within 5 yards of that ball. All right, we got another on line two. We have Dave has been holding. Hey, Dave, thanks for your call. You got a question or a comment?
Yeah, got the same thing about Watford. What I see is he don't see the field. He just look at one receiver. That's not open. Then when he gets out to run so many times, they got him. And if he's a good athlete, he should escape more than he does. But I'm not sure he knows exactly what to do yet.
Well, Bobby, that's a good question, too. Is it experience that allows a quarterback to go through the progression of reads?
Yes, it is. And then you get a feel for the game. I'm not a quarterback, but you can just see it. Their instinct comes out, and they play on reaction, instinct, and it's just second nature that comes out. And you know, you're right, you guys are right. If he, what I say is Watford's the best that we have right now. Now that doesn't mean somebody might be better coming down the road, but you have to go with who's producing or performing the best.
Well, the one thing, I mean, a quarterback always gets the credit or the blame, probably too much on both sides, so it's certainly not all David Watford's fault.
I'm definitely not throwing David Watford under the bus. First off, the offensive line has been jumbled around so many times this season. You know, 1 minute Cody Wallace is at right guard, next minute he's at left guard. We got Luke Bowanko, who started the season left guard, and he's now the center. You got Eric Smith playing right tackle. Poor Morgan Moses is left tackle this year, and he was right tackle for 3 years. Honest to goodness, I would say the biggest problem, and I'm praying that Tom O'Brien can get with Coach Wackenheim and they can fix the offensive line, because it's not a fair shake for David Watford. And honestly, I think they should be playing Grayson Lambert a little bit and giving him a look. All right, we've got to go to break. We come back, we've got Dirk Katzer of the Virginia Athletics Foundation. Please stay with us.